from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
As you also saw, we put some guys to IR and designated for return. You know, Borum and Martin was a designated for return, and Scales is going to IR. So question will be about the long snapper. That's coming, and we feel really good about where we are. And Ryan will be up here to talk in more depth about that as we get going here around 4:30, I believe, with y'all.
Gotcha, Flusie. The administrative details being listed by the Bears head coach. This is that time of year. It's that time of year. This is the interregnum between the end of whatever the preseason means and the stuff that actually matters. And sometimes we can dare to dream. Sometimes those of us who struggle with daring to dream can find reasons to be nervous. And that's what I've been doing. Wait till the top of the hour. But I've been worried about the Patrick Scales injury. And I think I might have mushed him. I think I might have done a Parkins on this because
we need a new person to do that here at the Score. I believe they call it Score Afternoons right now.
Score Afternoons talking sports in Chicago.
Which yes. I actually kind of like because, you know, I like fake AI stuff.
Well, that's, we could do. Oh, don't give him any ideas. Don't say that out loud. Dump that. Because if they start doing AI sports talk, then we're all on the street.
Skynet came online yesterday, so.
That's right. That was the Skynet.
Wait, what?
Yesterday was August 29th.
August 29th.
Right?
2:15 Eastern time on August 29th. Skynet became self-aware, so watch out.
Oh, hell.
I just, Skynet was like, wait a second. Hold on. Ooh. All right. But what if Skynet wasn't evil? What if it became self-aware? It was like, hey!
It'd be funnier if Skynet was a dork.
Right, like, how's it going?
Nobody wants to hang out with Skynet.
Skynet
didn't have ambitions of wiping out the inferior human race.
Right.
It was just like, hey, let's hang out.
Right.
But the hanging out is just not that interesting.
No, it's kind of cloying after a while.
You're watching a TV show that just wasn't good.
What are you guys doing? Oh, Skynet. Don't you have something to do?
Dan, I love that you're turning Skynet into Jim Irsay.
That's hey, what's happening.
Jim Irsay is interesting, and that band of his is good.
But I just think it's great. It's like,
I'm not here for the Jim Irsay slander today.
It's not slander. He was just was doing the voice for Skynet.
I never thought of that. I never thought of if we have an alternate reality in which Skynet becomes self-aware, but is kind of cool.
I'm just really happy with the headline. Jim Irsay is interesting, and that band of his is good.
It's like,
football team. I mean, we got to wait and see.
What's happened to Skynet? Well, it's become self-aware. Oh my God! No, it just wants nachos. It just Skynet just seems to like nachos.
Skynet's a stoner.
If some stoner engineer is the one who engineered Skynet, and it's really just a bit, that is
smoke
amazing.
Weed every
that
day.
That would be amazing.
How's Skynet doing? Skynet's playing Halo for a while.
That's how you know it's Skynet. Just suddenly, right. Halo.
Skynet invented Halo.
He's really good at it too. He's like a tech mobile emulator.
I've always said, you know, why would aliens want to communicate with us when we're like this? You know, like, we can't agree on anything, even simple stuff, as a society and planet. So, like, why would aliens want to be here? Like, you can travel to all these other planets. You wouldn't want to be here. You'd be like, you guys can't get this right? Like, what is the point of you all? And we don't know. Just
wait,
saying.
We're getting a message from Skynet. What does it say? I know it's become self-aware. It says, put more pizza rolls in the air fryer.
Also, okay. Bagel bites.
Yeah, also that or bagel bites would be fine. Also, do we have any ice cream? I don't know.
Someone make a run for some Funyuns, man.
Right.
That would be great.
The distinct trio, Skynet's first word, what up?
You ask Skynet to say, I don't know, program the Bears roster, and they're like, you don't need any offensive linemen, dude.
We're fine. Hey, let's hear from Richard Hightower about the Bears' new long snapper, a young man named Scott Daly.
We like him a lot. Played against him a ton. Veteran. Snaps a really good ball. Really, in our personal opinion, is one of 32 in the league. Now it's all about Cairo and Torrey developing their relationship and that bond together, because that's a critical piece of our team, because it deals with points, and points is how you win games. So those three will develop that relationship and try to put points on the board for the team.
What's the challenge of accelerating that chemistry process in a way that gets up to speed before September 8th?
Yeah, I mean, it's just something we're going to have to work on. It is extremely challenging. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. A lot of people think that you just snap, hold, kick, and the ball goes through the uprights. But there's a lot of different things that play into that. The laces, the lean on the ball, the wind, how you tilt the ball can change the direction and the flight pattern of the ball. How you snap the ball can change that. How you hold the ball can change that. The steps on the kicker's operation can change that. So it's just something that we're going to have to work through, and we feel great about it. We feel great about the fact that we were able to get Scott, and they're going to work good together. We're excited about it. Go ahead.
Sorry, Patrick has been such a mainstay for that unit. How big of a loss is this?
Yeah, no question. I mean, Patrick Scales is an outstanding human being. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, his kids play 99 games, you know. He's outstanding. He's the glue in that room, honestly. He'll be missed, but this is pro football, and Pat wants us to go forward. And that was the last conversation I had with Pat. Pat wants nothing but for the unit to look good, because he cares so much about the team, and that's what kind of teammate he is. Like, he wants to score points, and he wants to win, and I want to win. So Pat understands that everyone's still in full support of him as well.
That's some hardcore coach speak there. That's like next level coach speak. It deals with points, and points are how you score, and that's how you win.
I mean, I don't mind that he qualified it by explaining why he brought it up to begin with, but
it is
pretty funny in a vacuum.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Patrick Scales is coming back anytime soon.
That's the thing. We're at the point of the season where if you haven't heard about a Bear who you had to check and make sure they were still on the team, Zach Pickens, then how bad are things? I know, Studs, you and I were talking about Pickens, too, because how badly injured is he if we're still not even discussing
Nobody seems to know where he's at.
That's a bad thing.
Well, they didn't put him on IR, so I guess we'll find out next Tuesday when they do the injury report what's going on.
I also like the fact that, what do you think of Scott Daly? His first, we like him a lot.
I was just telling Ray, I don't know if there's anyone that Richard Hightower doesn't think is an outstanding human. He's just so positive.
I know.
Like, he starts every press conference to, how are you guys doing? Oh, how are you doing, coaches? I'm outstanding. Every single time.
He may just like his job.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's like, he just is all about the good vibes. I mean, love that guy.
I would just like, one time, can you tell us about the new guy you got, coach? He's a miserable bastard, and no one likes him. But he's good enough at his job, and we need him desperately because other people are hurt.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
But my goodness, nobody can stand this piece of crap. But hey, you do what you got to do in this game.
If you seriously think about the people, you have to be really good to be described in any sort of way other than pleasant in the NFL. You better be outstanding.
Well, the game has changed a lot. Game has changed a lot. Back in the day, the Bears would sign people, and it's like, has he murdered anybody? Maybe, kinda. Okay. How many violent crimes? Like with Ray McDonald? And they used to just have dudes that they signed. Remember Jay Ratliff? And they brought him in, and then he went.
He's a former cowboy.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. He showed up at the facility, like threatening people, and they had to call the cops. And yeah, This is nothing, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.